and welcome to this special broadcast coming to you this evening on a rain-soaked evening in Jammu from the absolutely beautiful Darbar Hall in the Amar Mahal Museum, which is of course 100 years old. But while we talk of history, today we're also here to talk about the future of Jammu and Kashmir. As a historic alliance between the PDP and the BJP formally took shape with the swearing-in ceremony taking place attended by the Prime Minister and the top brass of the BJP. There was another hug between Narendra Modi and Mufti Muhammad Saeed. And over the next 90 minutes, we'll be looking in detail at the political ramifications of whether this is a moment of hope or whether the ideological differences between the BJP and the PDP will create early stumbling blocks. In fact, was there a controversy that put strain on the alliance on day one itself? All that and more coming up on the program tonight. As I said, it's been raining endlessly, which is why we're inside this Darbar Hall. But people are still hoping for a ray of sunshine, for a ray of hope with this new alliance. Will they get that? Well, let's introduce our very special eminent panel this evening. We're joined first by the Deputy Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir, the senior BJP leader Nirmal Singh, and we'll be talking to him in a moment from now. But let me also introduce our panel who's here with us this evening. We have Arun Gupta, senior leader of the BJP. We have General Jaswal, somebody who's been an army commander in Jammu and Kashmir. Sushil Pandit, well-known advertising executive, also a Kashmiri Pandit in exile. Hina Shafi, well-known Kashmir Valley face of the BJP. Zafar Chaudhary, well-known policy analyst. We have Mansoor Hussain here, who is of course the senior leader of the PDP. We have Gohar Gilani, who is of course a well-known journalist, and Junaid Mattu of the National Conference. But as I said, we have the Deputy Chief Minister of the state with us. But before that, was there a controversy on day one itself, and did that take away from a lot of the anticipation, the hope and the excitement? This when Mufti Muhammad Saeed at his press conference to release the Common Minimum Program complimented Pakistan, that he did not name, but he said us par ke logon ka bhi role tha. He said that there was a role from people on the other side of the border in enabling a peaceful environment for the elections. He even spoke about the militants and the separatists having played their part. Listen in.
Par ke logon ne bhi atmosphere ko conducive banne diya. That's my humble submission कि नहीं हो सकता था अगर वो कर लेते कुछ आपको मालूम है कितना मामूली से एक्शन हो रहा था दे ऑल्सो अलाउड दिस डेमोक्रेटिक प्रोसेस टू गो अहेड हुर्रियत है और मिलिटेंट है खुदा न खास्ता अगर वो इसको कुछ करते कुछ ऐसी ऐसा काम करते इतना चुनाव नहीं होता लोगों का पार्टिसिपेशन नहीं होता
All right, so us par, the other side of the border, getting credit there, and we'll be looking at that statement carefully. With me is also my colleague here, Nazir Masoodi, and we'll be discussing the political ramifications with him as well. But I'll go across to Nirmal Singh straight away. Nirmal Singh saab, many congratulations. It's a big day for you. It's a big day for the state. It's a big day for India. Main toh yahan kahungi when saffron meets green with white in between, it's the colors of the Indian flag. But sir, let me ask you, are you a little disturbed by Mufti Saab's first comments? You were at that press conference with him. आप वहीं बैठे थे जब उन्होंने बयान दिया कि उस पार के लोगों का भी contribution रहा. दिल्ली में BJP का भी बयान आया है कि हम तो उनको credit देते हैं जो Indian Constitution के प्रति loyalty दिखाते हैं. तो मैं आपसे पूछना चाहूँगी कि क्या पहले दिन आपको ये एक example मिल गया कि ये alliance कितनी मुश्किल रहेगी, निर्मल सिंह साहब?
नहीं, ऐसा नहीं, मैं नहीं मानता ऐसी बात है. अगर सजाद लोन जैसा व्यक्ति भारतीय संविधान की कसम खाता है और वो कैबिनेट मिनिस्टर बनता है जम्मू कश्मीर की, जो सेपरेटिस्ट था, बाकी लोग थे, अगर चीफ मिनिस्टर साहब ने कुछ अगर बात कही है तो उन्होंने कहा है कि जो है यहां पर एक कंड्यूसिव एटमॉस्फेयर रहा और एक अच्छी जो है चुनाव यहां पर हुआ है. उन्होंने कोई इस प्रकार की बात नहीं कही जिसके कारण के हम कहेंगे कि जो है कोई एंटी नेशनल का कमेंट था, मुझे नहीं लगता. क्योंकि हम भी चाहते हैं, हम क्या, व्हाट वी आर टेलिंग पाकिस्तान, वी आर टेलिंग पाकिस्तान विल अलाउ अस आवर डेमोक्रेसी टू ग्रो एंड लेट योर डेमोक्रेसी ग्रो देयर इन पाकिस्तान. दैट्स आवर स्टैंड. सो इफ ही हैज सेड दिस, आई डोंट नो व्हाट फैक्ट्स ही इज हैविंग रिगार्डिंग दिस स्टेटमेंट, बट लुकिंग एट द स्टेटमेंट आई थिंक वी मस्ट नॉट रीड मच अबाउट इट. दिस इज द टाइम वेन वी हैव टू फोकस ऑन गवर्नेंस ओनली बिकॉज यू सी द डॉक्यूमेंट वट वी डेड दैट विच वॉज इम्पॉसिबल वी हैव मेड इट पॉसिबल इन जम्मू एंड कश्मीर.
We'll talk about that. But I want to ask you, आप वहीं बैठे थे, आप क्या मुफ्ती मोहम्मद सईद की स्टेटमेंट से सहमति रखते हैं कि उस पार के लोगों ने भी कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट किया? क्योंकि बहुत से लोग कहेंगे कि उन्होंने ना लोगों का जिक्र किया, he did not compliment the people of Jammu and Kashmir, he did not credit the security forces, उन्होंने बस militant separatists और पाकिस्तान के लोगों को compliment किया. Were you a little uncomfortable, Nirmal Singh ji, be honest? मतलब कोई, मैं आपके बीच में दरार नहीं क्रिएट करने की कोशिश कर रही जैसे कि आप समझेंगे, बट were you a little upset? यहाँ पे सब हंस रहे हैं जो मैं बोल रही हूँ कि दरार नहीं क्रिएट कर रही, लेकिन आप, मैं आपको बहुत अरसे से जानती हूँ, आप प्लीज बोलिए.
देखिए बरखा जी, बात ऐसा है कि उन्होंने जो कहा तो ये तो पीडीपी के लोग ही बता सकते हैं, लेकिन मैं कहूंगा कि ये समय है कि शुरुआत हुई है और भारतीय जनता पार्टी चाहती है, ईमानदारी से चाहती है. और देखो प्राइम मिनिस्टर यहां पर आए, बाकी नेता हमारे आए, हम चाहते हैं कि जम्मू कश्मीर में शांति हो, यहां पर जो है तरक्की हो, तामीर हो, और जो जो है डेमोक्रेसी के दुश्मन है वो साइलेंट हो जाए, पीछे हट जाए. इस प्रकार की हमारी अप्रोच है. और दोनों रीजन्स का, कश्मीर और जम्मू का जो डिवाइड है, जो रिलीजियस डिवाइड था, वो ब्रिज हो, दैट्स अवर फोकस एंड दैट्स व्हाट द सीएमपी इज सेइंग. वी हैव टू फोकस ऑन दैट. आई रिक्वेस्ट द मीडिया दैट वी मस्ट नॉट रीड मच अबाउट इट.
पर निर्मल सिंह जी, आर यू वरिड कि बीजेपी का जो ऑर्डिनरी वर्कर है वो आज अपसेट होगा, क्योंकि 370 पर भी आपको अपनी पोजीशन बदलनी पड़ी, अब ये बयान आ गया. सो द ऑर्डिनरी बीजेपी वर्कर हुज बीन मोरलाइज्ड एंड ड्रिवन ऑन अ कंप्लीटली डिफरेंट सेट ऑफ आइडियाज, उनको आप क्या बोलेंगे आज?
ऐसा है, इफ यू हैव टू सी द एंथुसियाज्म अमंगस्ट द बीजेपी वर्कर्स, यू शुड कम टू माई प्लेस. Your people are here. How many people they are coming here? They are congratulating us. People of Jammu and Kashmir, they want good government. They want that the government should deliver. It should be transparent. It should end this corruption. That's the objective of the people of Jammu and Kashmir. And these comments, I think, they are not going to disturb the people of Jammu and Kashmir.
But do you think these comments were avoidable? Do you think that it has changed the headlines on day one, Nirmal Singh ji?
I have nothing to say it because it's the responsibility of everybody, media, the people, everybody, that we must focus on this only on governance, and that should be the objective, and that's the objective of the government, which is led by Mufti Mohammad Saeed. He is a mature person. He has great dreams for Jammu and Kashmir, and he is the person who was responsible for making impossible to possible. We must give credit to him. His few words should not disturb anybody. I think we must focus on governance.
Okay, let me ask you a last question on Article 370. Can I ask you, ये जो subject है ये permanently बंद हो गया है कि ये temporarily बंद हुआ है बीजेपी के लिए?
देखिए ऐसा है, CMP हमने पढ़ा होगा, उसमें हमने साफ कहा है कि हमारे इसके ऊपर जो special status है, इसके हमारी जो राय अलग अलग है, लेकिन क्योंकि हमारी जो मैंडेट जिस प्रकार का है, उस समय एक अच्छी सरकार देने का मैंडेट है, एंड वी मस्ट फोकस ऑन दैट. And till that end, we have to maintain this all the constitutional provisions in Jammu and Kashmir, which are applicable to Jammu and Kashmir.
और कल को अगर मैंडेट दूसरा आता है तो विल द बीजेपी रिविजिट आर्टिकल 370, निर्मल सिंह जी? मान लीजिए अगर मैंडेट अलग कोई आता है.
I don't believe in you guys hypothesis such type of questions. When that time will come, we'll sit and because our alliance is for governance.
Yes. And last question to you, आपके लिए सबसे ज्यादा सिग्निफिकेंस आज क्या है? आपको थोड़ी थोड़ी सी नर्वसनेस है कि इतनी आइडियोलॉजिकल डिफरेंसेस के साथ कैसे सरकार चलेगी?
I had a chance to interact all the senior leaders of PDP during this time, during the last 2 months. I am confident that they also have the same purpose of serving the people of Jammu and Kashmir. वी शैल बी टूगेदर विल गिव अ वेरी गुड गवर्नमेंट टू द पीपल आई कैन अश्योर द पीपल एंड सच थिंग्स आर नॉट गोइंग टू डिस्टर्ब अस अवर मेन फोकस इज ऑन गवर्नेंस एंड गुड गवर्नमेंट इन जम्मू कश्मीर.
All right, Nirmal Singh, Deputy Chief Minister, thank you so much for talking to us. Those initial comments framing our debate, and I'll take it straight to Mansoor. Thank you, Nirmal Singh ji, and congratulations to you again. Mansoor Hussain of the PDP. आपको लगता है कि ये जो बयान आया है, अब निर्मल सिंह जी कहते हैं मीडिया की गलती है, इस पर इतना क्यों फोकस देते हैं, लेकिन ये एक इनेविटेबल बात है मंसूर साहब, जब दो पार्टी जिनकी इतनी अलग अलग सोच हो वो इकट्ठे आ जाए. आप समझा सकते हैं कि मुफ्ती जी का क्या, what was he trying to say? क्योंकि अगर वो कहते हैं that people को भी credit है और या आर्मी की बात करते तो कुछ बात बनती, लेकिन पाकिस्तान की बात हो रही है, मिलिटेंट्स की बात हो रही है, सेपरेटिस्ट की बात हो रही
है. मैं आपके साथ पहली दफा आ रहा हूं
और मैंने आपको मुश्किल में डाल दिया.
नहीं नहीं, मुश्किल में कोई नहीं डाला. I bet you are blowing it out of proportion.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe your job says like that. You should blow everything out of proportion.
Sir, हमें As, अगर आप हमें out of proportion समझ रहे हैं तो बाकी चैनल्स आज आप देखिएगा.
तो ऐसी कोई बात नहीं. Suspicion
goes across the border.
Across the border, or a militant.
Yes.
If this time nothing happened.
Nothing happened to nahi hua na. There was a big attack in Uri. Political workers were targeted. Sarpanch
were targeted. The election was. I was myself contesting the election.
Yes.
ऐसा किसी जगह, अगर हमारे election में भी किसी जगह एक बम होता, एक ही बंदा even जख्मी होता, तो जो जितने जिस the percentage of votes would definitely go down. अगर मुफ्ती साहब ने इतना कहा, इसमें तो कोई बड़ी बात नहीं है कि उन्होंने आज ये नहीं किया, चाहे उन्होंने किसकी तरफ भी इशारा किया, तो ये
so you think he was only talking about reduced violence.
Otherwise, third world scenario देखे, anywhere anything can happen.
Arun Gupta of the BJP, do you agree that ye media isko badha chadha rahi hai, or is this an awkward position for you to explain to your workers, to your cadres?
No, not at all. I believe that whatever he said, maybe his personal opinion.
But Nirmal Singh ji was sitting next
agreed.
To him, and you heard what
agreed.
He
said. Yeah, we heard what he said.
Yes.
But I agree with him what he's trying to say, that you know, he's just trying to say, you know, just trying to appreciate that let's not read too much between the lines, and he just gave a passing remark saying that this all has been done well and we should appreciate
it. Aaj to badi dosti ho rahi hai, badi agreement ho rahi hai. I know I'm coming to you, see
what we have done. We both have joined together for the good governance. Now talking about good governance, I would request that let's talk about good governance. You know, it's a very important topic today.
We'll come to that, but Hina, you wanted to come in, and then I'll open up the panel and come to Junaid after that.
Mufti Sahab's this
comment,
I'll take it very positively.
Why?
I think he was thanking Pakistan.
Yes, that's the problem.
That they didn't intervene on this historic event of BJP.
But why should we need to thank Pakistan? Is this not a democratic right?
No, I'm trying to understand what positively I'm trying to take up from Mufti Sayyid's comment.
Okay.
That, thank God, ki aise historic mauke pe कोई
बड़ा हादसा नहीं हुआ,
नहीं आई कि ये होने दिया. सो दिस इज अ गुड बिगिनिंग. I take it very positive.
But you know, the questions will be asked, and I'll come back to Mansoor Saab on this. I'm just coming to everybody. That was it necessary? Did it take away from the headlines? But Junaid Matto, let me bring you in. National Conference stays away from the swearing in. You know, it just feels like being a bad loser, because Jammu and Kashmir isn't just another election, it isn't just another state. Or uske while the swearing in is on, Omar Abdullah is critiquing it, tweeting through it. Is this mature political behavior?
Well, those criticisms were not they had substance in them, and
yes.
And I think the timing of a criticism doesn't take
Why didn't you all attend?
Well,
boycotting the swearing in of a constitutionally elected government in Jammu and Kashmir, of which you are, you're also elected. I mean, Omar is elected MLA.
I wouldn't like to comment on that. There is something else in the debate that I would like to.
Okay. We'll come back to your point also. Yeah. But come in on this Pakistan reference.
It's sad. I think the first you know, vote of thanks should go to the people of Jammu and Kashmir, to the security forces.
Yes.
And if, you know, my friends here are saying that the absence of virtue or the absence of interference into the democratic process of another country is a virtue that needs to be appreciated, it's a very sad day for the democracy
Masood,
of this country.
Do you want to respond to that and then I'll come to the others? Yeah.
You see, मैंने आपको कहा ऐसी कोई बात नहीं उन्होंने दिमाग में being Mufti Sahib, you know him.
Yes.
उस स्टैचर के आदमी को जो होमो सैप इंडिया भी रहा उसको पता नहीं है कि वो आई शुड फर्स्ट थैंक माय पीपल ही इज पर्सनली थैंकफुल टू हिज पीपल फर्स्ट
यस
अगर उसने ये कहा कि ये वायलेंस फ्री रहा तो शायद कई लोगों ने इसमें नहीं की वायलेंस जो कश्मीर में होती रही पिछले 25-30 साल से जिससे जिसका हम खमियाजा भुगत रहे हैं
जी
तो इसमें इसमें अब ये कहना कि अब
उमर अब्दुल्ला हैड मेड द स्टेटमेंट आप तो उसकी जान के पीछे पड़ जाते
नहीं हम बिल्कुल जान के पीछे नहीं पड़ जाते
बीजेपी उसकी जान के पीछे नहीं पड़ी जब मैंने स्टूडेंट अप इन द असेंबली एंड सेड एक्सेशन के बारे में जब उसने तब तो उसकी जान के पीछे
कोई नहीं पड़ा लेट्स ओपन इट अप जनरल जसवाल
As a political person,
yes.
This has got a political ramification statement.
Yes.
I personally feel, as a layman, when I, you know, dilate on this, it gives an impression as if Pakistan, the Hurriyat, and the terrorists, they were holding the state to ransom. We can't do anything without their approval or something. Mm. He may have meant something else. I don't
You're saying maybe
that.
He meant a different idea, but he chose the wrong words.
The way he spoke,
yes.
For a common person like me, who doesn't dabble in politics, I think it is a total wrong impression.
Hina, do you want to respond to that? You said ki wo thank karne ki.
No, I agree with him. But what he said, like, he wanted to say something and he could not put the right words at the right time.
Mansoor sir?
You see, ऐसी कोई बात कि उसने गलत लफ्ज इस्तेमाल किए या वो किसी देयर इज अ फैक्टर दिस इज अ फैक्टर बरकत दिस इज फैक्टर कश्मीर में ये एक फैक्टर है हुर्रियत इज देयर दैट इज देयर
नहीं तो हुर्रियत के साथ डायलॉग किसी ने ऑब्जेक्ट नहीं किया
है यू सी यू सी यू सी पाकिस्तान इज अ फैक्टर
पाकिस्तान इज अ फैक्टर एंड थैंकिंग देम फॉर अलाउ
आप क्यों ये कहते पाकिस्तान इज अ फैक्टर
ओके सुशील पंडित इज इन पाकिस्तान उल्टा सवाल पूछती हूं Isn't Pakistan a factor? And before we criticize Mufti Muhammad Saeed, let's look at this common minimum program that is right here before me. It very clearly talks about creating a reconciliation environment with Pakistan. It talks about building peace within and across the LOC.
Yeah.
The BJP has said it's yes to this. So why should today the BJP workers be upset when Mufti Saab has spoken about Pakistan? Ulta sawal.
Precisely. This shows the limitation of a documented common minimum program. There's Achha. Only so much you can document and no more.
Achha.
On day one, if there is a self-goal like this...
You think it is a self-goal?
Absolutely. It is a blooming embarrassment.
For whom?
For both. In fact, for BJP more than anyone else. Because I think PDP is used to these things. It's a mindset issue.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. I'm not surprised. But the point is, today BJP is forced to carry a can and explain away these statements. Is the sign of things to come. They will, for the next 6 years, be forced to explain away these things, grin in embarrassment.
I want Arun Gupta to respond to this.
Look in the corners.
They will rest assured there will be nothing for 6 years. You will see a very good government. You will see a very good government. You will see a very good government without you.
If today ishq hai, rota hai kya?
आप
कह रहे पूरी 6 साल ये सरकार चलेगी बट आर यू आर यू ब्लूमिंग एम्बैरेसमेंट से सुशील पंडित आर यू
एम्बैरेस्ड
थोड़ा सा एम्बैरेस्ड फॉर निर्मल सिंह हू सिटिंग राइट देयर
आई रियली डू नॉट नो एक्चुअली व्हाट डज ही मीन बाय सेइंग सो बट देन I'm just asking you now a question. Had he not said this in the morning, we should have been talking something else.
Yes,
I think we should,
unlike other television anchors, I am one of those who believes that this government is a very welcome development because the political vacuum in Kashmir would have been terrible.
It is.
So, main yahan na jingoist banne aayi hu, na rabble rousing karne aayi hu, lekin main pooch rahi hu, headlines jo thi, wo thodi distract ho gayi.
No, as
Mufti saab deflected what should have been the focus.
No, as I said earlier, probably, you know, it is, we are reading too much, you know, in the system. It just, by the way, passing reference he must have given and
let's talk about the potential of this alliance
yes,
and how
that's very important
in are the contradictions in it too innate for it to survive. But yet Mufti Mohammed Saeed also said something very important today. He said politics is the art of the possible, the fact that these parties have come together is the art of the possible. Is the media being too down on what is a historic moment?
No, absolutely, this is a historic moment. Particularly, I would like to react immediately on the statement what he has made.
On Pakistan, us paar ka jo role
tha. I think there is something interesting in that.
Haan.
It's an extremely significant statement and not as easy as PDP and BJP are trying to make up.
Aap keh rahe hain galti se nahi bola, aap soch ke bola.
It's a very carefully calibrated statement. It's a deliberate statement.
Okay.
If we just put aside the exact phrase of the statement and look at the context of the statement, its content. I think this has been made in a particular context, and the context is the kind of political environment in which politics operates in Jammu and Kashmir.
Yes.
And the context of their PDP and BJP coming together.
Mm.
I think what exactly he wanted to convey was, he wanted to pick up and show the elements of conciliation within Jammu and Kashmir in the dissident constituency.
And also across
and
the border.
Also across. I would say the elements of conciliation within the dissident constituency within Jammu and Kashmir and the elements maybe inimical to.
So you're saying it was not an embarrassment?
I don't think. I think he was trying to drive home a point.
That so she quick response
that,
and then go ahead.
That we
so
need
she
to
quick
respond.
Response and go ahead.
I think if you think that you are going to retrieve Kashmir from the brink on the generosity and concessions from Pakistan or militants, you are sadly
mistaken. But Mansoor Saab says it is a factor. Don't be in denial.
It is a factor.
Don't be. Our foreign secretary bhi to ja hi rahe hai na wahan.
You. It is a factor. But do you kowtow to it? Do you mollycoddle it or do you take it head on and confront it and defeat it?
Okay, go ahead.
That is the issue.
What's the import of today? It is opposites attract, it is North Pole and South Pole coming together, but you know, sometimes when opposites attract, the initial chemistry is good, but the relationship collapses.
I think you had mentioned it in on Twitter or Facebook, I guess, yeah. It's an alliance between a soft separatist and ultra-right-wing Hindu nationalist.
I said hyper-nationalism weds soft separatism.
And
yes.
In that case, but one of my friends...
Which is fascinating. Which is fascinating.
One of my friends says that it's an alliance, you know, where the opposites could attract.
Yes, yes.
But at the same time, you see, you know, now the BJP is, you know, behaving as a very soft party in this show right now, you know. It doesn't seem...
They don't want to spoil day one.
But should we compliment the BJP
for that? They're not behaving like hyper-nationalists at all. They're not being jingoistic.
Good for them. But I think with respect to Pakistan, what I wanted to say is that, you know, Mr. Mufti Saeed also talked about reconciliation with Pakistan, which is very important. And I think, you know, like we had leaders like Farooq Abdullah who would always give statements like, we'll bomb Pakistan. So it's a change. I think Mufti wants to talk about the entire process that reconciliation with Pakistan is.
Okay, let's look at some of the other issues. General Jaswal on the Armed Forces Special Powers Act. I would say that it's quite an open-ended formulation. There is actually no mention at all of a phased withdrawal. To me, it seems as if the PDP got its way on 370 and the BJP got its way on AFSPA. You, I think, had called it the holy book, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah,
AFSPA, the holy book of the army.
No, I didn't call
Aapne
it.
Bola tha, mujhe yaad
hai. No. It was misconstrued. I used the word
holy
book.
Yes.
I said it is like the holy book, not like the implying for AFSPA.
Yes.
I referred to the holy book.
Yes.
There are certain provisions on that. If someone is not following that, well, that's perfectly fine. He can be orchestrated in the
but
society.
But you know, the army was a bit worried about what would come.
It was not...
Having read what's in this.
Yeah. You see,
it only talks about reviewing security situations. It talks about the possibility of denotifying disturbed areas. So, army should be on board with that.
No, it's perfectly fine. But there are certain intricacies in that. You see, what happens is, it's also mentioned about the land, etc., which is there.
Yes.
In areas which...
Returning land.
Now, what happens is that suppose there is a situation over there. If these areas are denotified, for them to be again notified, you see, there's a problem. What the model should be, that you remove, when you say denotify, you remove the army from there, let the provision of Afshar be there, like in Srinagar.
But there's nothing in this that actually talks about the removal of Afshar. That's what I'm going to ask Mansoor about. Yeah.
The amplification of this, what I'm trying to say, a model. Which can emerge out of this is that don't remove AFSPA. It's an act of parliament. It's extremely difficult to get it back into those.
But all it says, okay, Nazir, let me bring you in. Something was interesting at the press conference when you and I asked Mufti Saab about whether he was disappointed given the PDP position on AFSPA. He said, no, I am the chief of the unified command and I will ensure that the army is accountable. But the document doesn't indicate that. Is there a gap between the press conference today and the document?
Well, I think there's a lot of gap between what we have been fed and what we were told about the agreement between PDP and BJP and what exactly this, agenda of the alliance is having. For example, they are talking about, it's actually talking about the process, not promises.
The process, not the promise. But then, as Haseeb Babu said at the press conference, AFSPA is not an event; it is a process.
Yes, process is very important. The process is very important to fulfill the promises. But the fact is, when you come to this thing, is this process cannot lead.
Okay, Junaid, quickly, then go ahead, and then I'll take it back to the politicians.
Some technical points.
Yeah.
Apolitical technical points. You talk about the Disturbed Areas Act.
Yes.
The Disturbed Areas Act lapsed around, I think, 9 or 10 years ago. 98, it lapsed. So this is an extremely illogical point that is being made. Mm. And AFSP is a concurrent call that the state government, either the state government or the central government, constitutionally can take.
Yes.
What Mufti Saab has done, it is a climb down. He has said that we won't touch it if the central government has to touch it.
I'll get Mansoor Saab in, go ahead, quick response.
Article 370, BJP has softened its position. And
it certainly has.
By concession, BDP has softened its
position. So you agree with my assessment that BJP got its way on AFSPA and PDP got its way on 370?
But other point I wanted to make on AFSPA is like, AFSPA, no AFSPA. Jammu and Kashmir police is not governed by AFSPA, but still 120 boys were killed in 2010 and not a single policeman has been punished. So it doesn't really matter on the ground.
But it's become a symbolic, it's become a symbol. One point is,
if it says union government to take a final view on the continuation of AFSPA, it means it is a reverse thing. What is happening?
Mansoor Saab, let Mansoor Saab respond.
See, it's been written that the Disturbed Area Act. जब तक हम किसी
को लैप्स हुआ 98
सुन तब अब 6 साल क्या कर रहे
हैं अच्छा बोलिए
इट वाज लैप्स
नाउ जुनैद यू ऑल ट्राइड टू गेट द कांग्रेस गवर्नमेंट टू डू इट एंड इट डिडंट मूव एट ऑल नॉट इवन दिस मच
यू सी उमर साहब ने दो दिन का वक्त मांगा दो दिन का जब वो जवन में उसे
डॉक्यूमेंट ही वाज इफ यू वांट टू डिबेट व्हाई
उसने बस द चीफ मिनिस्टर के असेंबली में खड़ा होकर आई वाज मेंबर देयर ये कहा कि मेरी ही हुकूमत में आप सब वापस
अच्छा मैं आप एक मिनट आई हैव अ क्वेश्चन आर यू
डिसअपॉइंटेड
द रेफरेंस इज नॉट मोर स्पेसिफिक
दिस इज वेरी क्लियर कि डिस्टर्ब रेड एक्ट जहां जहां से हम खत्म करेंगे यूनिफाइड कमांड उसने कहा कि आर्मी के साथ बात करके वो विल start the process.
Okay.
And it is a process.
I need 10 seconds.
On Article 370, if you're saying PDP got its way, you're wrong. PDP till now has been advocating self-rule, right? Now, if you read what is being written here, the present position will be maintained on all constitutional positions.
Yes, including special status.
Okay, that's
pura 370. Pura padhiye.
The present position will be maintained on all constitutional provisions pertaining to JNK, including special status of the Constitution of India.
Let me make a point.
Present situation is that it is an eroded Article 370. So this is PDP for the first time giving up self-rule.
Okay, we'll come to Mansoor Saab.
What you were doing for all these years, when it was eroded, you have to get it back.
Hina jisne bola tha, main gun uthalungi agar 370 ke saath kuch
chhedchhad. Kya hi nahi, isme wo bari nahi aayi.
I picked up a gun if they tamper with 370. So as a BJP leader from the valley, you must be actually happy about this.
See, I think everybody is happy about the common minimum program, except the National Conference is not happy. Huh. I think everybody is happy.
Let us speak, we come to God. Yeah.
All these points, two, as we said, two different ideological parties,
yes.
they have come up to this common minimum program.
Yes.
For the garment farm mission.
Yes.
That's why it has taken such a long time. Because of this, we could at least start.
Arun Gupta, what's the view in Jammu? Yeah, I know the view in the valley. What's the view here on 370?
I agree. You know, this is a common minimum program. This is not a common maximum program. Please understand, we have a long way to go.
Okay.
So kindly give us that due that having started here, we have to go now.
Sushil Pandit, then General Sir.
I think this is all give and no take as far as BJP is concerned.
The BJP has got its way on the Armed Forces Special Powers Act. It's very, very open-ended. In fact, nobody in the army will, I think, object to this referencing.
It is status quo. The fact that it was made an issue of political quid pro quo to balance it against Article 370 is shameful.
Why is it shameful?
India, the highest forum in parliament only a day before.
You tell me,
government
sir,
of India has given a
written reply. The government gave a reference in parliament confirming that there is no proposal to amend or alter the 370.
The highest forum of the country.
Okay, we are all speaking together.
Precisely. Sushil. After advocating it for 6 decades, after mobilizing across the country, the cadre, the voters, seeking votes, seeking mandate on this for 6 decades.
But if they suddenly make a U-turn, there can be no ideological rigidity in a mandate like this, with the stakes as high as they are in Jammu and Kashmir.
After saying 8 months back, let us at least have a debate on this, with no debate.
Zafar Chaudhary, respond to this. Do you believe that one parties had to climb down more than the other? Is this even relevant? Should we not appreciate parties for being flexible? So she says no, you can't.
I think by all means do it, have a debate, reach a conclusion.
Okay,
give us reasons.
Okay, Zafar.
I think while we are sitting this in a magnificent historical building, we also have to look into the background of the way politics operates in Jammu and Kashmir, the way Kashmir versus Jammu and Jammu versus Kashmir. So at some point in time there has to be some kind of common ground, and some parties will have to climb down.
Yes.
If they keep on sticking with their stated position, then nothing is going to change.
I'm saying,
then nothing is going to change.
Give us reasons. But here, where is the take?
AFSPA is the take.
Sorry, PDP's...
The PDP wanted phase withdrawal.
PDP wants Sharia compliant products in banking. PDP wants self-rule.
Yes. So the PDP has climbed down from self-rule to status
quo. I think this is good.
Mansoor Saab, do you see this as a climb down for the PDP?
Not at all. Common minimum program. ऐसे बात कर रहे हैं जैसे किसी दूसरे मुल्क के लोगों को कुछ देना है. अपने मुल्क के लोगों को, अपने मुल्क के एक हिस्से के लोगों को स्पेशल स्टेटस दिया है कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन ऑफ इंडिया ने दिया. ये कोई कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन ऑफ इंडिया ने दिया है.
ऐसे हम बात कर रहे हैं
अफसपा उठाना है, कुठवा से उठाना है, अनंतनाग से उठाना है, उधमपुर से, कौन सी मिल्टन से है, यहाँ क्या प्रॉब्लम है यहाँ? मुझे बताइए, सही कहा इन्होंने. कश्मीर पुलिस पे लागू है या नहीं? तब भी इन दियर रिजिम 120 बॉयज वर किल्ड, 120 बॉयज वर किल्ड एंड नॉट अ सिंगल पर्सन वाज.
व्हाट इज द बिग पिक्चर? व्हाई शुड वी नॉट बी मोर सेलिब्रेटरी टुडे देन सिनिकल?
Because, you know, 2 months were wasted on this document. You know, we were given this impression that some of the brilliant minds were, you know, in the making of this document.
But I disagree.
What I'm saying is, like, we were given this impression that, you know, something big is coming up and PDP is not going to compromise on its guiding, so-called guiding principles.
Yes.
And people had this impression that they were already, you know, advocating self-rule. Where is self-rule in this document? I don't see self-rule in this document.
But there is no mandate for the PDP or the BJP to pursue their self-rule issues. Wait, 1 minute. Are the critics of this document saying that Jammu and Kashmir should have been subjected to another election like Delhi? Jammu and Kashmir is not Delhi.
They must understand. Fully PDP government. We are in alliance with BJP.
Main dusra sawal pooch rahi hun that what was the alternative but for these parties to reach some
agreement? We have not wasted 2 months. Two sensible parties, sensible people from the party have come up to this conclusion for the government formation, and it is quite sensible for Jammu and Kashmir.
Okay, General Jaswal,
it is historical.
Okay.
As far as the CMP is concerned, I think it's a very, very mature thing both the parties have come. It is for goodness for the state. The state will grow because the funds will come from the center, and there is a detente in the state itself between the two parties, it will grow.
Yeah.
But as far as the climb down and all that is concerned, I would like to clarify something about AFSPA time and again.
Quickly, sir, and then I have to come into a break. Yeah.
You see, AFSPA came in because of the intention of Pakistan. Has the intention of Pakistan changed? No. If that is not changed, why should we change?
But there is reduced militancy. There is a significant reduction in militancy.
Less than a month. How can you forget the face of that daughter who was saluting a fallen father?
I interviewed all those martyrs.
You lose soldiers every day.
Statistically, I'm telling you that there was a proposal that in areas, in select areas where the security has improved.
Our parliament was attacked in Delhi.
He says our parliament was attacked Delhi mein aspa nahi hai, but it's not the same. But it's not the same. It's not the same. Okay, General Jaswal and Nazir, please, I have to go to a break.
Yeah. You see why there is no militancy over there? Because the army has restricted the space of operation of these people. There are other factors. If I ask you that after the drawdown in Afghanistan, what is your opinion? Is the militancy likely to come down? Terrorism likely
But the Americans
down,
are with pulling
what?
Out.
No, what
the Americans are pulling
out.
While there are so many disagreements, have we forgotten also? 1 minute. The significance of someone like a Sajjad Loan being in the government today. Brother in the Hurriyat,
incredible.
Pakistani wife, father-in-law, founder of Jammu Kashmir Liberation Front. He's today in the government. Are we missing the positives while we obsess over Mufti Mohammad Saeed's statement? I know I can see you, Sushil, reacting, but I'll get Nazir. 30 seconds and then Sushil, 30 seconds.
I think this explains the complex political situation of Kashmir. Sajjad Loan.
Yes.
Second thing, now that everybody is talking about, it is not CMP, it is agenda of the alliance. And Mufti Mohammad Saeed is on record saying it is the first political agenda. And the both parties in this agenda of the alliance have arrived at a common understanding on ideological issues.
Yes.
Be it Article 370, AFSPA, refugees. Please don't take that away. That is important.
30 seconds, I have to go into a break.
On Sajjad Loan, he said, I have not changed my ideology, I have changed my tactics. He's on record having said that.
But he called Narendra, he took a huge political risk by reaching out to the BJP.
Yes.
Why not give credit and encouragement to those? Sajjad was the first to field proxy candidates in 2002, an election that I covered. Ghulam Mohideen Sofi, who became his opponent then badme. Do we not want separatists to come into the electoral mainstream?
On what terms?
Give them a role.
The Indian constitution and the JNK constitution or kya chahiye?
Give them a role. Best stand up.
Document of achievable nature.
You see, this is what Mufti Sahab
asked. Gilani swore on the Indian constitution when he became MLA.
Yes.
You know, pretenses, make believe.
Okay, I have to take a break.
And hard nosed reality.
This mindset has to go.
Yeah.
And we will come back
this
for last comments.
The volatility of this very show
underlines, my God, what a difficult job running this alliance is going to be, which doesn't take away from the fact that it is a historic day. 1 minute, Sushil.
You look ugly in the mirror, it doesn't lie.
Okay, 1 minute. Taking a break, coming back in a moment from now. All right, welcome back from the Darbar Hall of the 100-year-old Amar Mahal Museum. We are in the midst of a very volatile conversation about this historic day in Jammu and Kashmir. Nobody can take away from the fact that it is history in the making, whatever you may think of its potential to rewrite the future of the state. Let's start taking final comments. Junaid, I'll start with you. As somebody who's off the state, forget that you're national conference for now. Is this a moment of hope? Is it a moment of hope?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely, I mean,
if you right. allow me my objectivity, absolutely not.
Last comments of everyone.
We went into these elections, put everything in a context. We went into this election, PDP fighting against the BJP, we'll keep them out of the state, we'll keep them at bay.
Yeah.
Then there were political issues. I'll talk about two political issues. 370, AFSPA. For 2 months, we were fed that we will get a clear-cut, unambiguous answer from the BJP on AFSP and 370.
Isn't it a moment of hope that they've come together?
Why is compromise hope? I mean, coming together for what? A government. This is not coming together between two countries. These are two parties. Parties keep coming together.
What is the radical position that the national conference took, jo itna alag tha?
Autonomy resolution of 2000.
Unka which was self-rule hai.
Haan, to inne self-rule has write-off kar diya. Padhiye.
Okay, God.
They have written the self-rule.
God, is it a moment of hope?
You know, you can look at it from that point of view as well, you know, because they have come together on the issues of development, governance. So, and I think for the first time in Kashmir's political narrative, the larger political aspirations have been delinked from the electoral process.
Yes.
But Mufti has also linked them with the larger, you know, reconciliation
with Pakistan.
They called
for a national reconciliation on Jammu and Kashmir. Isn't that an important statement that we have missed in the CMP, national reconciliation on Jammu and Kashmir?
Yeah, but on Sajjad Loon, I wanted to say
yes.
that, you know, on his achievable nationhood, a friend of mine wrote that actually there was a problem with the pronunciation. He meant achievable nationhood. So because that nationhood is gone now. So
but,
good luck
but
to him.
People evolve. You have to change with changing times. Nazir, is it an opportunity?
I think it is an opportunity, but the way how Mufti Muhammad Saeed will conduct himself and his government.
And Nirmal Singh.
And of course, Nirmal Singh and the BJP, its own Garwapsi issue. The first day is seeing the contradictions, how they have to manage the contradictions within the coalition. PDP needs to get used to the language which would be befitting to its alliance partner BJP if you will not embrace them. Second thing is BJP also needs to understand that they are with the coalition partner which has a history, which has its own politics and political narrative.
Let me get Arun Gupta to respond
and,
to that.
And we have to see whether this alliance you is know, going to bridge the Barka, uh-huh. will bridge the gap or it will create a vacuum.
Arunji, after the BJP lost in Delhi, there was a very interesting statement from the PDP warning on issues of maintaining religious diversity or to do away with these ghar vapsi controversies. Since then, Mr. Modi has also taken a very strong position in Parliament. But are you worried that ye jo ab RSS chief Mother Teresa ki baat karenge, PDP ko kuch to bolna padega?
Yeah, that's right. But I hope they understand as far as this part, what we are talking today, is concerned. We both of us have combined together to join our political and legislative powers so that we take it forward and start getting in terms of
a
development.
So do you believe it is a moment of opportunity?
It is.
General Sir.
Certainly.
I personally feel there is a hope. I think it's very good for the state. But I would like to highlight one issue only. The conducive environment in the state has been created on account of sacrifices of the security forces.
Absolutely.
One is the conceptual level, one is the execution level.
So you were upset by Mufti Saab's comment today on Pakistan?
Oh yes, of course I was, the way I read it. But what I want to say is that at the execution level, whatever provisions are existing for the security forces, the opinion of the security forces must be taken before anything is tinkered with.
Okay. Sushi, last thoughts?
Barkha, I'm frankly disappointed. The alliance was already in place.
You're a Modi supporter, and I remember you saying that this he can grab an opportunity in J&K. I also remember the day of the verdict, you did think the PDP and the BJP could come together.
Which is why I said this alliance was in place on 23rd of October. It took them 50
December.
Days.
December, you mean 23rd of December.
23rd of December, sorry, when we met in Srinagar.
Yes.
It took them two months to hammer out a document, not an alliance. It's an exercise in semantics.
No, but maybe this was the tough part. This was the tough part. It'll probably get, for example, you saw the BJP's very cautious response to Mufti's reference to Pakistan. They're not going all gung-ho on it.
They're not. Because they will have to handle him. They will have to really delicately, it is a minefield that they will have to walk for the next 6 years. Which is why the problem is if you presume that your voters have enough wool in their head to pull some over your eyes, then you might have to, wake up and smell your bedsheet.
Mansoor sir.
It is historical. The mandate was
like this.
Like this.
Yes.
जो हम इससे बाहर निकाल रहे हैं और इमोशनल इश्यूज पे बात कर रहे हैं
जी,
कश्मीर में मंडेट इट वॉज पीडीपी और कुछ सीटें नेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस ने ली, जम्मू इट वॉज टोटली इन फेवर बीजेपी, और जैसे आपको मुफ्ती साहब ने कहा यहाँ पे जब हमने मतलब मुफ्ती साहब ने आज आपको कहा दिस वॉज नॉट कंपल्शन.
It was conviction.
So you see, please.
Sir, out of time.
We respected the mandate of both the parts, or even all the three parts of the, our state. Or इनका जो ये खर्चे हैं कि deliver होगा, कल होगा, घर वापसी क्या होगा? Please don't worry. Mufti Sahab has the capacity. He will deliver. You be rest assured. हमारे उन तीन वर्षों में जब मुफ्ती साहब वजीर आला थे, मोबाइल फोन सारे मुल्क में चल रहा था पर जम्मू कश्मीर में नहीं चल रहा था, आपकी टनल बंद हो रही
थी, याद है मुझे टेप, बिल्कुल
मुफ्ती साहब डिड इट एंड इट हैज हैपेंड.
ओके, 15 सेकंड्स हीना एंड जफर.
I really want to congratulate the country, Jammu and Kashmir, every single Kashmiri.
Okay, Jammu, Zafar, 30 seconds.
I think I need a little more. I think it's a
I'm out of time.
I think it's a historical opportunity. You see what has happened. For 150 years, there has been a politics of Kashmir versus Jammu and Jammu versus Kashmir.
Yes.
And of late, BJP has come to represent the sentiment of the Hindus of Jammu particularly.
And therefore, you believe that this is a bridging.
And PDP is representing Muslims in a way. I think this is a bridging of the gaps and this is a historical bridging.
I'm really out of time. We'll have to leave it there.
10 seconds. Don't forget the reality that exists in Jammu and Kashmir, that 20,000 people participate in a funeral of a militant. So don't.
And those are questions, but I would still end by saying that, which is why strengthening the electoral process becomes more important than ever before, which is why encouraging a Sajjad loan to enter electoral politics becomes more important than ever before, and perhaps there will be a million controversies in the 6 years of this alliance, but that cannot take away from the moment of opportunity that the coming together of ideological foes as partners for the greater good presents. Whether you call them hyper-nationalists wedding soft separatists or hyper-nationalists wedding ethno-nationalists, whatever you want to call it, it's an opportunity. Now it's up to the two parties. The skeptics are there. I can see Sushil still disagreeing. We'll leave it there for the moment. Coming back in a few moments from now at 9 o'clock with our continuing coverage of this very important day in Jammu and Kashmir.